Are you there, sir? It's Mancow. Oak?
Yes, I'm here.
Oak Norton? You're fighting the ACLU. You're fighting public schools. What's this battle all about, sir?
Well, it's got kind of a history to it, but basically, my sixth grader, last year, I found out there was a state law on Utah's books that says the national motto, In God We Trust, shall be posted in the public school in one or more prominent places.
Wow.
And
that's a rule here in America that In God We Trust has to be put up in one or more prominent places?
In the schools, yes. In Utah, we do have a law on the books.
Okay. Now, you also found out that your daughter wasn't learning math, and this is a new national movement where, because of calculators and spell checking, we don't teach timetables and we don't teach things like, how to spell.
Yeah. I can go in a number of directions. I'm happy to talk
Your
about
daughter's
both.
School does not teach basic math.
It does
Bottom
now.
Line.
It does now. But, it started, this all started about 3 years ago when she was in third grade, and this is happening all over the country. I went to a parent-teacher conference at the end of the year, and, I said to the teacher, hey, I noticed my daughter hasn't been learning the times tables yet. I remember doing that 30 years ago in third grade, and there's only 2 months left in the school year, so when are you guys going to start? And she said, oh, we don't do that anymore. And I went, what?
Hey, listen, I went through several years of the metric system when we were going to convert to metric, and then I never did learn math, and I have a college degree, and I can't balance my checkbook. And what these teachers do and these public schools, we got to get rid of all of them. There's a few good teachers, not enough to save. Our school system sucks. They're violent places, and the racism of you can't teach black kids morals. No, you can't tell them to pull up their pants or you're racist. Who are we to put morals on? It is such a disgrace, and these people are being so shortchanged, and they're so violent. Forget Utah, anywhere in America. It's time for school choice, and we're spending, we found out now, close to $10,000 per child. You did something really brave. You sent out posters that said, In God We Trust, according to the law in your state there, as you've explained. So what happened when you sent out these posters?
Well, initially it was part of this math fight, and I just asked parents, I got over 1,000 families on a petition to try and get the math changed. And
when you sent out the posters, In God We Trust, sir, what was the reaction? And then why is the ACLU fighting you? Please, if you could just pick it up a little. We're only on for another 14 hours.
Okay. Posters we passed out in our district, they were a gift to the teachers. And, we got some press from it. And I said, I'd like to see this happen in all the school districts of the state. And the reaction I got, I got some hate mail. I got the ACLU stepped in and said,
why is the ACLU against you? Why is the ACLU against you?
I have no idea. I mean, they haven't contacted. Well, the bottom line is they don't want God in schools.
But I'm telling you, and this is a real deal, if a group of Satanist kids wanted to get together, hey, that's their freedom. That's their rights.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Wiccan, if you're anything like that, they'll be there fighting for you.
They keep saying, we don't want God in schools. We don't want God in schools. Why? What's the harm?
It's the law of that state that they have to have
because
up, In God We Trust.
One person said, who's in charge of the school, said that religion is the most divisive subject, and we want people to unify, not fall apart.
Well, there's one man, one regular guy, taking a stand.
4 years, you think for sure.